Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taj, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo, y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Kaz, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Give me that website, man.
SinCity.Spruce.com, man. You, every day, every night, get on it. SinCity.Spruce.com, newest, hottest website in the planet. Let's get it in.
I got you. Sounds good to me. I can work with it. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, you know we're doing network politics, man. First, before we get started, man, speedy recovery to my boy, Kush, you know what I'm saying? Edmund Miller, get well, man. I know you up in there fighting, dog. Keep that fight going on, man. Keep fighting, brother. Get well soon. All right, man, what we got going on?
Man, we got a little bit of everything going on today, man. It is hot to the motherfucker outside. I'm tired as hell. Long ass day. But shit, other than that, I ain't got no sportsman. Although I do got a recap of the Transformer movie, man.
Oh, so you went last night?
Yeah, I went, man. Dude, wait till I put it up on the site, man.
Is what it do?
Man, that motherfucker was long as hell. It was almost 3 fucking hours, man.
I mean, was it worth it?
Hell no.
Oh, it wasn't?
Nope. Wait for the bootleg, man. Don't waste your fucking money, man. I saw the motherfucker in 3D. It wasn't shit to me, dude.
I'm saying, now, Transformers movies might not be the greatest plot, but the special effects it'd be something else. Wasn't that even jumping off with the special effects?
Man, I watched the motherfucker in 3D.
And you still was disappointed, man?
I still was disappointed, dude. That shit was a fucking waste of time. I spent almost $50 at that motherfucker. Then didn't get home till like 3 in the fucking morning.
I mean, goddamn.
The motherfucking movie's like 3 hours long, man.
Did you go by? I thought you went by yourself.
No, me and my daughter went.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker was long as hell.
Yeah, well, you know, all Transformers movies are pretty long, man. Ain't none of them, no. I ain't seen no short ones yet.
I wasn't expecting to sit in there for no 2 hours and 48 minutes.
I mean, shit, any other Transformer movie you do. But before we get started, man, I mean, before we get it on and get our topics going, man, I'm gonna want to talk about something real quick that, you know what I'm saying? And you know something about pro wrestling. Did you see Raw the other night?
It was a work, man.
You think so?
was gonna work, dude.
Do you think so?
You know, goddamn well he ain't winning the belt.
Well,
you know,
we know
he ain't winning the belt.
We know that much. We know he ain't winning the belt. We know he's not gonna win the belt. Vince ain't gonna let that happen. Vince will put the motherfucking Chicago screw job or wherever they at. He gonna put the screw job to him. But nah. But I'm just saying, man, he was hitting hard. But you know what? I'm thinking there's some type of way that them and TNA gonna merge. That's the only thing I can see TNA doing without falling over, without falling by the wayside, because your product ain't worth shit right about now.
I think it was a work.
That's just me personally.
I think, okay, I won't say it was a 100% work. I think he was good up until he said Vince should die.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they expected him to say what he said. But I think he had permission to grab that mic and everything. That's why I thought it was a work.
I don't know.
I'm thinking, after he said what he said, how the fuck can they bring him back without him losing face?
I don't know, man. We'll see. Let's hop on in. We got a girl right here, right now. Miss Janine, what's up, baby? Janine.
Oh, she go with the new phone.
I forgot she got a new phone. She don't know how to work it yet.
Can you hear me now?
She keep pushing the mute button.
Okay, when you get your phone fixed, just jump on in.
Yeah, I guess she got to get it fixed.
Yeah, I guess so. But now, while we waiting, what you think about that Sin Cara dude?
I like him.
You think he could be better than Ray Ray?
I think so.
I don't know if he could fuck with Ray Ray, man.
I think so, man. I think if he managed to stay injury free, yeah, I think he could fuck with him.
Oh no. I see we got a guest in the chat room. What's up, guest? Talk to me. I'm trying to chat with him. Waiting on him to show me some love. Because I know they got to be listening to us. Oh, we got Janine back.
Okay. You know how to work the phone now, right?
I think I don't got no good signal in this house or something. I don't know what's going on. That wasn't me this time.
Oh, I got your inbox, too. you got a hell of a prize coming.
Oh, did you get it?
Oh, yeah, I got it. We're going to have to play that Kelly Rowland song as the action is being done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got some personal shit going on, huh? I'm in the dark like a motherfucker. What's going on?
Oh, man, I told her if she passed her class with good grades, you know, whatever she want.
Yeah, I remember all that. What was the inbox, though?
Man, that motherfucker tripled. That is triple X, dog. You hear me?
Man, this is shitty.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to speak on it. You know, when you speak on it before it happened, it never comes true. So I'm going to hold that one.
Oh, but you put my shit out there any goddamn week.
I mean, it ain't happened yet. Hell, shit. We plan on having cameras and everything. We're going to make this a monumental event.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, moving on with the show. All right, Janine, I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You listening?
Yes.
Okay, listen to this first.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay, you ready?
All right.
Okay, when you dating, do you date younger? Or do you look for your own age, or do you just date?
Are you specifically looking for a younger guy, or are you looking for somebody close to your age?
I mean, I like people more close to my age. For some reason, younger guys try to talk to me all the time. And I have talked to younger before, but that's not what I be looking for.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
I mean, because I was about to say, well, in my case, I mean, what I want to ask is like, okay, if you know it's not nothing serious, I mean, would you, like, date a younger guy? Would you date a younger guy then? I mean, just like, okay, I want to fuck a young dude as opposed to somebody my age.
I mean, I do both. It don't matter to me.
Because I
can't go that young now, you know. Some of them, they just be too young, like 22, stuff like that.
Because I'm asking the question because I'm always hearing, I always hear women, older women, they know how to fuck you. But now, come on, man. Do he really know how to fuck you? Do he really know the points to hit? Because, I mean, when I was young, I thought I knew how to fuck. I really did. I thought I knew how to fuck. I thought I was a fucking machine. But then I thought about it. Once I got old, I realized that, you know what I'm saying? I knew how to hit it, but I wasn't 100% there in knowing how to pleasure the woman. You know, that comes
mm-hmm.
in age. You know what I'm saying? That's just
mm-hmm.
I believe that comes in age. I mean, yeah, I can get on your pound.
You ain't no player.
I mean, like I said, I can get on there and I can pound the shit out, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? If I put your leg on my shoulder, put both your legs on my shoulder and apply pressure, yeah, at some point in time, it's going to start hurting. But now, you know what I'm saying, the older you get, you know, like, okay, you look for certain things, like, okay, let me do this way, let me do that way. You know, I want to hear, I want my name being called. I don't want to hear, help. Shut your ass up, all that damn hollering. I mean, that's just me now. I could be wrong. I mean, some women like getting pounded. I mean, I've met some older women that, motherfucker, you better fuck the shit out of me. And now when you want to get pounded, I will pound you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Now I will pound you, but overall, I think a lot of women don't. I mean, the older you get, I don't know about y'all, but can y'all really take the wear and tear of a motherfucker pounding on y'all every night? Janine, hello, people.
Oh Lord, it's her phone again.
Oh, shit. I mean, well, we got other callers. We got other callers. I see they listening. I mean, if any ladies out there, I want to know. I mean, it's part of a man can do. I mean, okay, I'm going to ask this to the ladies that's over 30. Can you take being pounded every night? I don't think they can, dog. What about you?
I mean, not just broken bedboards type fucking every night. No, anybody can't take all that shit.
I don't know though.
They could spit out babies and shit. They be spitting out like 10-pound babies. So
yeah, but you gotta think about it. They spitting out these 10-pound babies when they in their late teens, early 20s. Shit, you don't see no motherfucker over 30 just spitting babies out year after year.
Well, no, not year after year, but. Well, hold on. Somebody just chimed in.
Sunshine, what's up?
Hey.
What's going down?
Nothing.
And how is the most beautiful woman in the world today?
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. I'm good.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you. Are you dating?
Yeah.
A little younger? or do you stick to close to your age?
Well.
You know what? X that question. I want to know, can you handle the pound game every night?
Yeah.
So you can handle the pound game, man. I mean, he can pound it every night.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Sunshine. I know for a fact you're 30 plus.
I mean, I ain't assigned to my age. I'll be 38 September 17th. Ain't no shame.
I'm just saying, the pound game every night after night after night, I mean, you can handle it with no problem.
Of course, I love it.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to put that theory to the test.
Bring it.
I don't know. So now, let me ask now. Okay, what do you do first? I mean, you know, when it comes down to the women, I mean, when it comes down to you and your sex life, what do you prefer? I mean, do you prefer the pound game, or do you like for them to switch it up, or fuck it, just break me off every night?
Oh, break me off every night.
So you enjoy the pound. At 37, you're still enjoying the pound game, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I must say I'm impressed. I don't know how true that is. We're going to have to make sure. We're going to have to put that theory to a test. I'm not too sure about that one.
There's a lot of things in life you might not be sure of.
That's true. I'm just wondering. Hey, man, check this out, y'all. We also got the chat room open, sincity.spruce.com. I'm in the chat room. Father Time in the chat room. Y'all need to come check. Hey, I got this big-ass 40-ounce pitcher of beer. And a mug. This is a big-ass pitcher. This is a big-ass mug. I think I can take it down. So I'm going for it while we got the show going. I'm getting fucked up. I'm gonna get real fucked up.
Okay. Now let me ask my question. Do you get younger, or do you go for your age, or do you go? What are you guys?
Baby, is you playing for
what? Wow, really?
Huh?
Oh, my bad. I'm watching America's Got Talent. I'm at these young African-American females went on here and embarrassed they stuff like that. I ain't going to say what I wanted to say, but they look like they pregnant, and they on here dancing.
What's wrong with a pregnant woman dancing? Pregnant women can dance. I mean, how pregnant are they?
I don't know if she put out this bitch just did a split. Lord have mercy. No, she's dancing like she's on that, like she looking for some dollars, like she's tripping. And she looks like she's pregnant.
That shit ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, okay, they got X'd three times.
Baby need pampers. Now, look, do you date young, or do you date around your own age, or do you date older guys?
I do not date older guys.
Okay, so you're not going to be dating like the 60-year-old dude, right?
What? Go to bed. What you say?
So what happened when you dated the older guy? First of all, how old was the older guy?
I mean, he wasn't that much older than me. No, wait. He was a year older than me, so never mind. That don't count.
Yeah, that does.
So, I don't date nobody older than me.
So, you basically stick to your own age or young. Okay, what's the youngest guy you ever dated?
The youngest? I think he was like 26, 27.
And how old were you at the time?
Let me think. I'm 37 now. I'm about 31.
I was about 31. He was 26 when you were 30. That's not too young. I mean, I don't do that legal shit because then it can get it too. Okay, I ain't trying to catch no statutory rape case. What you mean, what happened with him? Not that young. So, why you quit messing with him? What happened? Did he not pound you for the whole night or what?
No.
Okay, hold up. Hold on, man. Look, check this out. She really can't answer the question, man. She really can't answer the question because she ain't really dealt with nobody that's that far above her or that far under her. So let's try this, man. Let's try to call some people. See if we can get somebody on the line and see if we can find somebody who's been doing this.
Yeah, I called her name.
Nah, she don't know how to work her phone.
Hello.
Hey, Marquita.
Hey.
What's up, man? I told you I was going to call you on my show, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, check this out. You on, so I want you to know everybody listening to you.
Okay.
All right, now, tonight's topic, we was asking about older, younger relationships. We got off on the pound game. Put it bluntly. We got off on the pound game. So now I'm asking you, what do you like? Do you like a man to be soft and sensuous, or do you want him just to put the pound game down?
I mean, sometimes you want the pound game, you want your back beat in, and sometimes you want the soft and sensuous shit.
So what do you prefer? A younger man or a man more close to your age?
A man more close to my age.
Have you dealt with a younger man before?
Yeah,
okay.
Real young.
How young is real young?
He was 18 and I was 26.
Yeah, that was kind of young. You got him fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, all right, let me ask you. Opposed to a guy that was more your age, I mean, if you had to, like, rate them as far as their sexual activity, what would you say the difference would be between 18 or like that close to your age?
How would I rate both ages?
Yeah, I mean, like, the young guy. In my experience
with young guys, they don't have the skills. You know, some of them do, but not the ones I ran across. They don't have the skills as if they were an older man. You know what I'm saying? Older men know what spots to touch, where to blow, where to lick, where to kiss, where to suck. You have some young boys, you have to shape and mold them and show them and teach them. They don't really too much know. So I would say younger, I'll rate them as like a 5. Older, I rate them as a 10 all the way.
I got to give you a crowd applause for that one because that's just what I said before you got on here. When you're younger, I mean, like I said, when I was younger, I mean, I went in, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to pound the shit out of her. I'm a pounder. I'm gonna try to break her back. That was my whole thing every time. I'm trying to break her back. But then when you get older, you feel like, okay, I got to do something in response to make her feel good, too.
Right. You know,
I'd rather
you
hear
don't
you
like that.
My name than just, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather hear you moan my name out. I'd rather you kissing on me like, oh God. I want to take you to ecstasy more or less.
You
want to
feel.
Like,
you want to feel what she feels. You know.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, timer. I don't know. What's your technique, dog?
Well, I usually ask a woman how she like it. Because a real woman will tell you up front how she want it. And I go from there.
Okay, so now, all right. Now, with that being said, now, Marquita, you new to the show. I mean, if I ask you how do you want it, do you feel offended? Do you look at me like, okay, this motherfucker don't know what he doing?
Hell no, I'm going to be like, shit, I want it from the back, pull my hair, choke me, spank me. You asked me, so I'm going to tell you how I want it. I wouldn't take it offended. I'll take it as if, okay, at least he asking me how I like it and how I prefer it, as in just jumping on top of me. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Pumping like a rabbit, and I'm just laying there, and it's like watching wet paint dry. I would prefer for you to ask me how I like it, so how to do me and do me right.
Not wet.
Most women do.
Not wet paint. Damn. I see Janine then finally got back with us. Janine, you back?
I don't know how long I'm going to be back.
You didn't fix this damn phone.
She's not paying rent on you.
I haven't even had a chance to even look at it and sit down and mess with it.
Okay, all right. We're going to let you slide this time because we know any other time you normally don't hear, you don't hear fake speak. All right, so Janine, let me ask you. Let's see. If a man asks you, how do you want it? Do you feel offended, or do you take that as a, you know, like, okay?
No, I'm not gonna be offended.
I mean,
I've heard some women
like, what the hell you fuck do then? You need to get the fuck up.
No,
I've never heard that happen.
Most
women appreciate that.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I've heard some women, you know, ooh, baby, I want it like this, I want it like that. And I've heard some women say if a motherfucker got an ag, then he don't know what the fuck he doing. I've heard both sides. I'm just trying to, you know, see where everybody's saying that on. That's all, brother. I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So now, you're doing like this. If you don't ask, then when you're not satisfied, you're on the fault.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I ask you, if I say, hey, baby, how you want to do this, how you like it. And if she don't say anything, and then afterwards she feel like she was cheated, that's her fault. Because I asked her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because then you get embarrassed after you get through. You think you just did the best job in the whole wide world and she's feeling at you like that's it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You may just go for your favorite position. You're like, fuck it. See, I actually seen her face here, so fuck it. I'm just going to go turn on and just hit a doggy style. You know what I'm saying? She may be one of those females that don't like doggy style.
What?
You know, she might be one of those that like one leg on the shoulder and the other leg right where the fuck out. You know, she might be one of those types.
I ain't seen too many females that don't like doggy style. Now, I mean, goddamn, you got a mental block. You had a bad experience or something.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
I mean, no, now I understand you, but have you ever honestly ran into a woman that didn't like a doggy style?
Nope. No, I haven't. I just use that as an example.
Just wondering, because I mean,
like some women don't like missionaries. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes don't like missionaries. I fucking hate missionaries.
Wait. Now, I hear you, brother, but I mean, actually, if you up in the pussy, you really like, oh, this is bullshit. I gotta fuck her like this. You actually feel like that?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't want to just lay down. I want to do some different shit.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah, man, I want to turn you sideways and put one leg up and lay the other one underneath you. No shit
wait
like that. Why we just gotta just lay down, regularly.
Wait a minute. So what you saying? You don't want from beginning to end to be missionary?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I feel you on that.
See, some women they'd rather just have sex like that.
Now, I gotta tell you, dog. The best position when you make hope in a fetal position. Oh my God. Well, they land on their side in that fetal position. Shit. I'm getting horny just thinking about it. I mean, now if I'm, I mean, all right, okay. Well, Sunshine, what's the best one for you?
Oh, honestly, I love doggy style, so that's just my favorite.
Okay, I understand that. But have you ever had that guy put you in that fetal position, and you just like clamped up like you in a fetal position, and he from the back, and he just hitting it from the back.
Yeah.
That's not enjoyable to you?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me what was my favorite. Yeah, that's enjoyable to me.
I'm just asking, is that enjoyable to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, because if you got, you got the right woman, it's just, dog, I swear to God. What else you mean?
Okay, now well, let me ask the ladies a question.
Wait a minute, dog. You ain't let Janine ask this shit like that. Like it like that.
Oh, my bad.
These questions I need to know.
Oh, you want me to answer that?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it like that.
Oh, okay. All right, dog. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, ladies, either one of y'all mentioned y'all like to ride, right? Do y'all not like to ride? Doesn't it give the woman control? She's on top, she control the situation, right?
That wasn't why I like to ride, though. I like to ride because I can control how far in it goes, and I try to get it all the way in.
Right, that's what you said. You control everything. And those women come quicker when they ride. Whoa, Sunshine, you got a lot of feedback here, huh? Baby. Okay, don't nobody say now, watch this.
Oh, that's cause my fan on.
Oh.
Man, see how it stopped? Hold on, let me bring it back. Oh, there we go.
Man, tell me, we've been listening to your fan go for the last 30 minutes.
I guess.
All right. Check this out. We're going to go to the song, man. We'll be right back. We're going to come back. Don't cut that fan back on, Sunshine.
Okay, guys,
I'm
behind you. Sweet every adventure.
Roxanne! Kill bitches! You have like hell, do it again. From the club to the coop inside my gate, up in my bedroom, screaming each other's names. They was purty, purty, and I was flirty, flirty. Little droll, little book, now they getting dirty, dirty. Don't ask me what my name is, stupid bitch, I'm famous. You gon' make me aimless, leave your ass brainless. I'm trying to say R&B, but these streets is a part of me. So don't get it twisted. You see, I order one bottle, then I trust with one model. Then I order more bottles, now I got more models. I'm from that city where them niggas don't play, babe. I take a chick to my room like caveman. So I your girlfriend my name, I bet she go. The man about to make it rain.
Yeah, I'm in the bitch of terror. The weather channel, but I do not broadcast. I throw up more cash and change the forecast. Your boyfriend is lame, I make it rain on ya. He never make it rain like Southern California. Where's your umbrella? Now get your raincoat. Baby, I make it flood, now you gon' need a boat.
Fresh to death on them, we throwing money on them. They fly 25s when we ride on them. Alligator suede, custom with the shade. Make it snow in the club, bitches know we paid. Stay shy, rocking Gucci in the Bentley. White rose for my broad on them 23s. Going to the club, nigga in the new fleet. All red, doors up, doing it like a real G.
Yeah, I'm in the bitch.
We buy that shit, you just talking. Young Sam Ross saying hot with my goons. And the phone turned down the strip, I zoom in. And drop a January, but it feel like June. Big block, I can't make a real big boom. Make move like a young tycoon. I come through like a young typhoon. Category 3, don't be category me with these niggas. Let me get a better salary than me. L, Capit, Sand, King, Numero Uno. Blood, pussy, club, that's in this triple, you know.
Missy get all the hoes, get a two some shit they wanna know. Like fuck that puss ass 9 to 4 girl, make that bucket a pot of gold. It ain't no money like hustle money, it ain't no bitch like a hustle bunny. Ain't no bitch getting none of my money, that's why the money got a clip to protect her from it. She gotta ride for the A, pop for the A, leave for the minute to be out for the day. Pop the metal, we're looking hot, it's the letters, got the rock with the bezel and the trigger finger. Boss bitch in the ghetto, my Spanish trainer, talk shit to a nigga with a blammer beamed up. When I see her, got a hand on my B and I gotta give her one of these in the back of the team truck.
Yeah, I'm in the
Alright y'all, alright y'all, enough of making it rain. I'm tired of making it rain. Hey, check this out, y'all. Father Time, step away.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
So y'all know what that means, right?
No, Father, what does that mean?
Let me talk some shit. You know, I ain't trying to hear that old crazy ass shit. Nah. I'm trying to see. All right, now check this out. I'm trying to have me a little fun tonight. I've been kind of down and out this week, man. Like I said, I've been trying to have a little fun. I'm trying to relax, trying to ease back. So, come on, y'all. Let's get it going on. What we got interesting? What we got interesting? All right, Janine, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I read your thing. I read your I guess you can call that a message. That was like one of the most sexual messages I ever had in my life. But
did you get the message?
I got the message. I mean, where do I find this type of stuff at?
Where do you find it? You can find it at any store.
I mean, I'm not going to go in there and ask for a choker and a ball.
So you just going to put it out there?
Okay. I'm just saying.
You can find a choker anywhere. You can find a choker with the chains attached where you restrain your ankles and everything.
Okay.
You can tap me up in all different types of positions.
Okay. I feel you on that. Listen, Sunshine, you can just Google that. We know you got an arsenal up in that motherfucker. And we
I
just
sure do.
That.
Hey, did y'all know Amazon sell stuff?
No, I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Yeah.
Yes, Amazon sells, yeah.
Okay, now,
yeah.
I seen this stuff now. Matter of fact, if y'all bear with me 1 second, I'm going to take y'all with me. I'm going to take you with me. I mean, because I want to know what the hell is this stuff for real. I want to know what it is. I mean, God damn it. All right, y'all got to choose what to come walk. Try to find it. I'm going through places, so y'all can just bear with me for a second. But I'm trying to find this whatever it's called. Okay. I'm knocking shit over now, but I'm gonna find it. Okay. It's called a Shanga Exotic Art. Now, they say this is like some type of cream you use.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow? It's like this cream that you use. And it's like, they say it's for the, it's good for a man if he wants to, you know, keep it going, you know. Stay
mm-hmm. up. It's a desensitizer.
Yeah. I guess that's what it is. But it's also good for anal. I mean, have y'all ever seen
it? I'm telling you what it is. It's a desensitizer.
Okay. So, I mean, it's been, okay, I understand it's a desensitizer. I understand, pro.
That's the name.
Shit, not the way you
know. Nah, he talking to the right one.
Right.
Oh, hush.
So, now, my thing is, do this stuff really work?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know about for a man, though.
I mean, okay. It's the sensation ball. That's what it says, sensation ball. I mean, if y'all go to SinCity.Spruce.com, I'm in the chat room. I got a job right here. I mean, y'all want to come in, y'all go look and see. I mean, these motherfuckers, I guess the Chinese must have made it.
It's spelled S-H-E-N-G-I.
Yeah. Yeah, G-A.
Yeah.
I got a little small.
I probably got some somewhere.
Huh?
I said I probably got some somewhere.
Okay,
I got some from Doc. Well, this is, wait, what is this? I'm not, this ain't no jelly. Never mind.
I mean, okay, so what's the difference?
It's not desensitizing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lubricant.
Yes, I said it's just more like a lubricant.
Yeah, this is called Golden Girl Anal Jelly.
Golden Girl Anal Jelly. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how often do you use this? I mean, okay, with the anal thing, the anal thing. This is what I want to know. This is what I want to know. I mean, we pretty much know anal is not an everyday thing. That's usually not an everyday thing. I mean, that's,
I would hope not.
I mean, I'm just saying that's pretty.
I'm getting the shit right.
I mean, that's pretty much just a special event. Am I right? That's usually that drunk night, and you know what I'm saying, y'all both feeling good. Fuck it. We gonna go and do some old wild, freaky shit. Am I right?
Sometimes. Yeah, for some people.
I mean, okay, so now on average, if we gonna do this annually, how often should this occur?
I know people who do it every week.
So,
for me, and I know this probably sounds crazy to y'all, but I get a sensation. Don't know where it comes from, but I get a sensation that's what I want to do. And it sounds crazy. Oh, that sounds crazy as hell. But it's like I tingle. Now, you know, my ass tingle when I want to do that. So it's not an everyday thing, but it's like every once in a while I get that sensation that that's what I want to do. Wow, crickets, huh?
Now, hold up. I'm sorry. I had a bad reception going on. I mean, and I know that was, I'm sorry, but one more time, I got a bad reception.
I said I get a feeling. My ass tingles. Shit.
Oh,
you
so,
don't know how
I mean,
many other ways I can say it.
I mean, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. So you saying that, I mean, that move do come up every now and again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, okay, like I said, on the annual, I mean, how many times may you get that? How many times may that feeling come?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
I never really did a timing type thing on it. I would guess like once every 3 months, every 2 to 3 months, I guess. It's not
an
often thing that I
want to
feel.
But every now and then you get that little tingle.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I was just curious. Now, my next question is, okay, when it comes to the anal, is size a big difference in it? Does that matter?
Do what?
Do size matter? I mean, if he like a mandingo, is you like, okay, no, that's not going in there.
Right. For me, yes.
So in other words, he got to be kind of small for you to be like, all right, well, come on, I'm going to let you get in there. Because
you
I
average. Right.
Average size.
See, for me, when you say mandingo and I dealt with a guy like this, have you ever seen them little rolls of salami? They call it summer sausage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was that big, and that wasn't even including the head. The girth, he was that big. So when you say mandingo, no, he wasn't getting in there.
So you never let him. You never let him get.
Hell no. I would never be able to do. I would never shit right for the rest of my life. Are you serious?
Okay. Okay. What about you, Janine? When it comes to the size matter.
Yeah, it matters. It makes a difference.
So if he's above average, he ain't getting in there neither.
I ain't gonna say that. We just probably take him a little longer. Once I get used to it, it's on. You just gotta get me used to it first.
don't want to be stretched that way back up. Mm-mm. Walking down the street, your asshole whistling.
I mean, it's not a good thing.
I don't know how often you do it though. This motherfucker got a motherfucking pole, man. I like him to stick it in my ass every night.
Say what?
I mean, because I've heard some people say, like, you know, they got girlfriends that like to get fucked in the ass all the time. And
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, y'all do girl talk. I mean, y'all pretty much know. You know, she gonna come to you. You know, your friend. You know, your true friend. She gonna come tell you, well, okay, this motherfucker got a pole out this motherfucking world. I mean, do she ever say, well, yeah, okay. Or is it because he's an average size? That's why they'll take it every night, because he's average size.
That
depends
on the woman.
I know. They ain't gonna be honest and say that they man average. But my friend, she take it seem like every other day. But you don't want to hear the stories I hear.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to let you know. I mean, y'all, yeah, you don't know, I got it.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm just letting you know. So, I mean, but now, if... I guess that'd be up to y'all to decide, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Somebody dropping something. It sounds like they're getting nervous. What's wrong? What's the problem here?
Oh, ain't nobody dropping nothing. Well, I didn't. I'm getting ready to cut my hair.
Just bring your defensive pads on. We'll see.
You say bring my who?
Whatever that stuff you got.
Oh my
God. The sensitizer.
I told y'all, hey, I'm on sincity.spruce.com right now. I'm in the chat room. Y'all can see me. I'm sitting back. I got.
Is that giving feedback?
Yeah. I hear it.
No.
I mean, this stuff says, it's Blazing Cherry. That's the kind it is. Blazing Cherry.
Oh, and a flavor.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can lick it too, huh? You licking the ass too?
What? Wait, huh?
God
damn, y'all just getting out of control, ain't y'all? You know what?
I know.
I'm just asking the question. Shut it down. The boys is back. Shut it down, y'all. Shut it down. I'm talking about, man, how Obama. We want to talk about nothing. Be very, very quiet.
Somebody talking about.
Nah, man, they weren't talking about that. They weren't talking about that, dog. They weren't talking about that, man.
Talking about what?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Hey, y'all, but hold up. Check this out, y'all. Before I do anything else, I'm going to bring somebody in. Hey, Banky.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. This is my big sister. She older than me. Today her birthday. So now she finally said she's gonna call in today, and I'm so glad my sister called in with her ass older than me. Happy birthday, Banky.
Today your birthday.
Thank you.
I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
I got to go get it first.
Okay. I imagine so.
Yeah, I know what I'm about to play.
What?
Don't play that birthday song.
Are you ready what I'm about to play?
I don't know if I
want to
play it
for any
laughing.
All right. Well, so, Maggie, what you think about your little brother's show?
It's cool.
Thank you,
it's
baby.
It's interesting.
Thanks. don't tell nobody.
Oh, you told me tell.
No, I mean, you know, don't tell mama. Don't tell none of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course not.
Nah, just don't tell mom. We cool as long as you don't tell her about it, you know. You be talking about, he said what?
Of course not.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, they be on here clowning your little brother. They be clowning your little brother. But I got to let them know.
Yeah, I
got to let him know, though.
With pussy.
Where you at, dog? I mean, got your book.
I'm getting my birthday song, man.
Oh,
for your sister,
seriously?
Why I do that? Y'all talk about
Obama.
Long distance relationships, do they work? Oh,
hell no. Nah.
They don't work?
No.
They're strenuous. I'll tell you that. They're strenuous as hell.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. For some reason, I can't get the birthday song.
All right.
You call next week, I'll have it for you.
Next week ain't a birthday? What the hell are you talking about?
I thought you said it was our birthday.
Today's our birthday.
I know that, man. You just see me say I can't get the damn song?
Would you actually want somebody to, would you actually call back next week so somebody can say happy birthday to you?
Happy belated birthday is better than no happy birthday at all.
Just tell her happy birthday, brother. That's all.
Well, happy birthday, ma'am.
That's cool. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, he said ma'am.
Right.
Well, that was better than what I was going to say.
I'm really not that old. I'm only 32.
Huh? What? Huh?
I'm really not that old.
Well, I mean, that makes me 31.
I guess so.
Nah, I ain't 31.
So how old have you been telling people you are?
I told my age. And I also said that you're my big sister, so that means you're older than me.
Ain't it?
Hmm. Okay. Now, how old did you say you was again?
I don't remember.
You said 32.
That's how old you are, 32 now? I mean, if that's what you are, I'm going to leave it at 32. So you saying you're 32?
No, I prefer 29, actually.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Okay, I'm going to leave you alone, Becky. I'm going to leave you alone. I love you very much, and I'm glad you called the show.
Straight thing.
All right, now back to women, because they, dog. I got something for you, man. I got some desensitizer for you. Now, this is what they told me while you was gone. They told me I need to give you this desensitizer. Now, why I need to give it to you, I have no idea.
I'm listening.
I mean, do you want it?
What the fuck is it?
It's a desensitizer.
fuck it, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Y'all heard him. He said he wanted.
Don't let it be no bullshit now.
Hey, man, I just, hey, you got to. You got to talk to Sunshine and the D on that one, man.
Sorry, none won't be none.
Now they said that they willing, they gonna use it on you. I'm not using it on you. You know, I don't even want to touch you. So Sunshine, Father Time said he's willing to use the desensitizer. Sunshine, you still with me? Oh, she don't want to talk now.
Oh, she got scared because I'm on the phone now?
I guess so, man. Janine, he said
that's some bullshit right there. I ain't never scared. I was trying to be courteous. I told y'all I was cutting my goddamn hair, so I muted my phone. Don't get it twisted. I ain't never scared.
Okay.
Well,
so
I mean,
you mean the sensitizer, huh? Do you even know what that do?
I have no clue.
Oh, I don't think so. Otherwise, you'll be cursing Kaz out for that bogus ass lie he just pinned on me like I didn't hear that.
I didn't pin nothing on you, man. I didn't say nothing.
You said Sunshine and Janine told me to get.
Damn, your phone messing up. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Sunshine. Talk up. Oh, well, let's go to the next topic.
Yeah.
Hey. No, seriously, though. Back to this long-distance relationship. No. Nah,
fuck that. I
want to
know what the fuck is a desensitizer. I want to know what the fuck that shit is.
No, we're going to our next topic, man. I'm trying to... I can't talk about the long-distance relationships.
What the fuck is a desensitizer?
It's right here, man. Go to your witch McCall. This is the desensitizer. You in the chat room? Huh?
Yeah.
Look, this is the desensitizer.
You know how when you hard, your dick is sensitive.
See, you want to read the ingredients on the back, dog? it ain't not, man. It prolongs ejaculation. That's all, man. God, calm down.
Let me see the front of it.
There you go. Don't see little Chinese man on it.
Okay. I was a little bit worried there.
What are you worried about, dog?
Okay, let's move on, man. Let's move on.
He might be a little, where the fluff at?
Where the what?
Let's go.
Where the fluffer?
Oh, no. I had no idea.
Don't nobody remember that, huh?
I remember it. I'm just going to let it go. You know,
I'm
him,
in a good mood today.
You know, him getting a little sensitive. All right,
so
I say him getting a little sensitive.
Oh, okay.
So now, Janine, let me ask you. Long-distance relationship. What you think about?
What I think about?
Yeah. Damn, is somebody coming downstairs?
Hey, y'all can hear.
Okay, go on for cut your hair, baby. Go on, cut your hair. We come back to you in a sec. All right, Janine, long distance relationship. What do you think about?
They don't work. I don't think they work. I mean, I can understand you married and maybe y'all, you know, moving to a new area for a job reason or something like that, and one person goes first and then the other person comes later, you know, that's different. But when you ain't got no ties with that person and they living somewhere else, that's just opening it up for you to move on.
I agree with her.
You better not. I'm gonna tell you right now. You better not move nowhere on me. You better bring your ass right where I'm at. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Banky. Was that you that said you agree with her?
I agree with her.
Oh, and why is that?
It's the truth. It ain't even necessary. Just give. I mean, it's open to move on. I mean, personally, depending on how much I like the guy, it just open for me to do what I gotta do to take care of my business.
What kind of business is you talking about? I'm your brother, so,
none of y'all think a long-distance relationship works?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, you ain't never... Okay, everybody's on all these different social networks. You never, like, met a guy in fucking, California, some goddamn where? You really like his conversation...
Mm-mm, no.
You might start a relationship.
Mm-mm. And then I'm going to have a guy where I'm at talking to him, too, because I'm like, his combo even better.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's actually going to be coming over to the house.
I mean, maybe he's gonna fly in. Maybe he's flying in to wherever you're at. Maybe he wants to hook up with you for the weekend. We want to take you out, show you a good time.
I can't start no relationship like that. I just can't. That's not me.
Okay, let me give you a prime example. Okay, I'm from California. We've been talking on the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking for a few months. I'm coming to your city for business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm in your city. I'll let you know we hook up. You know, we go out. We go here, we go there. We're together for the whole weekend. Right? And now I know
mm-hmm.
you're feeling me. You're feeling me now.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to like me. You like my conversation. You like where it's going. You think
mm-hmm.
it's a shot. You think, you know what I'm saying? You think maybe. I go back to California. Now
mm-hmm.
we're talking on the phone every day. You might start catching feelings after that one weekend. You want to start a relationship?
Then you got to come visit every weekend.
Huh?
Then you got to come visit every weekend.
You can't afford to come every weekend.
Oh, well, then it ain't me.
Wow. Y'all hard, boy.
I mean, now, okay, dog, I got to agree with them on this one. I mean, to start, to be in a relationship, and something happened by the person to leave. But when we started with somebody and you in California and they in Minnesota, I mean, would you actually want to start a relationship like that?
Probably not. But if I'm coming to Minnesota on business, maybe my job is going to bring me back to Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Okay, now, real talk, man. Do you really think that relationship really going to flourish other than that weekend little thing? I mean, this
probably
is kind
not.
Of thing. Y'all just a weekend fling. There's no substance behind y'all. It's just, okay, you came.
Let me ask you a question. You've had a weekend fling that turns into other things. We've all had it. Everybody had one of those. It started off as a fling, but then it may turn into something else. What
wait
if I come the following weekend, we hook back up?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. You want a weekend fling from out of town?
Yeah.
I ain't never had no weekend fling from out of town.
Nah, dog. I ain't never had no weekend fling from out of town. It just turned into something.
They might
think
I'm meet with them. Because
I did.
But I'm not.
Okay. All right.
I've
had one, and it don't work. It don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you've actually been in a low-distance relationship?
I've actually had, it wasn't a relationship, but I've had that. I had that where, you know, I was seeing this guy. Yeah, we hooked up, and, you know, but we were pretty much hooking up every weekend. But when it stops, the weekends, and it start becoming months, then
you just drift
everything
apart.
Went.
It's just natural for you to drift apart.
Right. I mean, hey, it was what it was. I still was cool, but once again, I was taking care of me.
Okay, so now let me ask a question. Let me ask this. It started off for every weekend thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, y'all from the beginning, y'all was in different states from day one, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to understand.
And you know what? And the funny thing about it, and this is how it happened. It was Illinois in here, and he actually did move to California. So that's when it became like, because of his job, and then that's when it became like a month maybe. Maybe once a month.
So he was here at first when y'all were first.
Yeah, he was in Illinois.
Yeah, so that wasn't that far. So y'all were able to see each other more often when he was here.
Exactly.
But then when he moved, that's when he was coming back and forth every weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now, okay, Indiana, right. Illinois is right next door. Is that considered long distance?
Sure.
Or would you consider that a long distance relationship if he was in Illinois and you're
Illinois?
In Indiana? Right.
You said Illinois?
Yeah.
Well, not so much, but I guess it could be a headache, you know, because just depending on the situation, you know, especially with work schedules, trying to, you know, work out, trying to see each other with work, and everybody got different work schedules, and I got kids, so you know, it definitely was I become to look, you know, irritating, should I say? Which made it even worse, because the thing is, I had to go there because I wasn't bringing them here because I got kids, so you know,
okay. Now, so how long, okay, let's say me and you dating. How long does it take for me to meet your kids?
Well, now since they're older, it wouldn't be as long, but I don't know. I really don't know. Because, see, right now, since I'm in a relationship, I really don't know how long it would take. I don't know.
All right. Let me rephrase it. You're in a relationship now. How long did it take for him to meet your kids?
Let me see. I think it was about a month that me and him, you know, would go out before he actually met my kids. And actually, the way he met my kids, it wasn't like they still didn't know me and him was dating. So it was, you know, it was like they knew he was mommy's friend. But he came and met my kids because he actually had my kids spend time with his daughter. And I actually went out with my girlfriend. So it was kind of like that. They didn't know what was going on at first. So
now, see, I needed you to call this show about 6 months ago because we had this same conversation. We talked about the exact same topic. Everybody was against me when I said the exact same thing you said. Everybody was against me.
Well,
and I heard nobody disagree with what you just said, even though I said it 6 months ago.
Hold on. Now, I still say you're not going to meet my kids. I mean, you're not going to meet my kids. I mean, now, me being a man, I don't have sole custody of my kids. So my kids are not around me 24/7. I don't.
Exactly.
I don't walk in the house with my kids there. You know what I'm saying? I don't walk in the house with kids there. My relationship with my kids is something just. Dog. My relationship with my kids is something just totally different. I mean. I'm at wit's ends with their mothers half the time. I mean, it's a real complicated situation. So,
and I agree with you on that, because I met his daughter before he met my kids, and I didn't agree with that, because I felt like how many women have met her. But I can tell you this, he the man I'm with right now. I can tell you that.
And that's fine. That's fine. I mean, teach his own. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But in my situation was so crazy and so wild. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My situation was so complicated that I couldn't. I mean, my kids was going through a lot dealing with me and their mother. So
yeah.
I could not complicate things even more by bringing somebody else in the picture if I don't know that there's no, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That there's no type of ability in this relationship. If you meet my kids, I love them. I'm going to be honest with you. If you meet my kids, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet one of my kids, I love them. Because I'm not going to bring my kids around nobody that I'm going to feel like, okay, next week, I'm not going to be around. You will not see my kids. You will not see my kids. And I don't care what
that's
you think. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you say, well, you can bring, I mean, and I've met women where they like, well, you can bring your kids over here. And I mean, like I said, the situation is so fucked up. And don't get me wrong, it was some women that I truly did care for. I truly did love. But because my situation was so fucked up with my kids, with their mothers, I couldn't intertwine both of them together. And I mean, with that being said, I mean, my kids are older now. So it's like, now it's like, okay, daddy can do what daddy want to do. But back then, dog, I couldn't do it because the simple fact is that shit was just so fucked up.
I agree with you on that. And that's what I used to say. I mean, as far as confusing, you're right. And I still think it depends on age. Because when my kids were younger, my kids never met any other man I dated but their dad. Never. And that was just it. Because they were younger, and they don't understand. They teenagers now. Hey, what it is, but I still don't mean I bring every dude that I meet to my kids have to meet.
No,
that's not saying that.
Okay,
and
let me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead, man.
And it's funny that she said that is because I didn't know it was some people. It was a person. It's a person that I was really comfortable with. I was comfortable with, and she had to tell me no. Don't bring a kid right around here right now because, you know what I'm saying, they don't need to see me. You know what I'm saying? But now this person I am comfortable with. I'm comfortable with this person, but that person, you know what I'm saying, she told me, don't bring your kid around me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You got to, I mean, because you got some, I mean, you just got people that will fuck both. You got people that will fuck you over. People that will, you know what I'm saying? And even men, I will tell y'all, I got one of my daughters, and I will go on radio and say this. Her mother had a boyfriend. He knew that she was the only girl, so he knew that he was attached. He figured, okay, if I attach myself to her daughter, you know, I'm going to be in good. And now me and her, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I'd be lying if I told y'all that we even get along now. We do not get along. But now I'm a father to my child, and she knows that. You know, this motherfucker was so fucking bogus that he actually called me with her on the phone and was like, man, why don't you get your parental rights up? I'm like, okay, had a paper, and you come bring me the paper. Needless to say, I beat the dog shit out this motherfucker. I beat the fucking bricks off this motherfucker.
Wow.
And once he seen, okay, it wasn't what it was, shit, he bolted. He bolted. That's why I say motherfuckers. Women and men have fucked up motives. You know what I'm saying? Now, what he should did was step back and say, hey, look, you and your, what goes on between you and your baby daddy is between y'all. when you want to jump in because you 3 months in and the pussy good to you, come on, man. You out your motherfucking mind.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Now, on that note, I got something to say. I guess I don't got nothing to say.
Birthday song.
Mm-hmm. No, that ain't my regular one. I had to.
Hell no, I ain't never heard that one a day in my life.
I never heard that one. I heard it somewhere then.
I ain't never heard it on this show.
No, that ain't my usual one. I couldn't find a usual one. So I had to scramble. So happy birthday from Sin City.
Thank you much.
What are you doing tonight? You going out?
No.
Nothing more.
No.
I'm gonna go out Friday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mhm. Yep.
Okay.
Friday night or Saturday night.
Nah, we'll see what we gonna do.
All right.
All right. So now, I mean. As far as this recent goes about the kids, I mean, you feel strong. Now, okay, well, Becky, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, man, he says that if he's going to the zoo and he invites your kids to go, he feel like you should bring your kids to the zoo with him.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, okay, we're dating, right? I haven't met your kids. You haven't met my kids. We're dating. Okay, my daughter's 6. Your daughter's 6, 7, whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to take my daughter to the zoo.
Okay.
I'll call you and say, hey, I'm taking my daughter to the zoo. Would you like to bring your daughter with us? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm inviting you and your daughter to the zoo with me and my daughter. Do you see a problem?
How long we've been knowing each other?
Two weeks.
A month.
You said two weeks, a month, whatever.
That's not long enough.
No, I probably wouldn't, especially 2 weeks, no. I'd probably say, well, thank you, but no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And to be honest, I probably would really want to go with you and your daughter after
2 weeks. Yeah.
Because at that time, you don't even really know how you feel about that person. If you go to
exactly.
see that person and then meeting the kids, it's like, that's a big sell. That's
exactly.
I mean, that now, and dog, don't take it. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, dog. I'm not trying to be funny, but wouldn't you take him as okay, he's being thirsty?
Oh. Oh, my God, he's going to be too clean.
Exactly. Thirsty.
I'm not understanding. I'm going to the zoo. You got a kid the same age as my kid. We talking. What's wrong with us going to the zoo together? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Wait, man. Hold on, bro. Sunshine, you finished what you had now?
Yeah. I've been listening to y'all.
Oh, well, I mean, we trying to let you finish what you have. What you think?
Oh. Nah, you ain't meet my kids.
I mean,
why is everybody
saying
I'm trying to meet your kid? I'm not trying to meet your kid. I'm not trying to meet. I'm actually,
okay,
if you're going to the zoo
and you invite a female and her daughter to go to the zoo, you're trying to meet my kid. I mean, you're trying to meet her kid. You have to see the kid when y'all go to the zoo together.
Oh, you trying to act like we ain't together and we just both at the zoo and we see each other?
No.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying. Both our kids are the same age. I'm going to the damn zoo. I say, hey, I'm going to the zoo. You and your daughter want to go to the zoo with
her? No, thank you.
Okay, I'm cool with that, but
okay.
I don't see I don't understand what the big problem is. Everybody's saying, no. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to get to know you.
You can't get to know me with the kids around. You can't get to know each other if the kids are around. That's anytime we together, it should just be me and you when we trying to get to know each other until we get to that point where we feel like we really and truly want to be with one another. Then you could bring the kids.
I don't know. Rev, what you think, Rev? We got the Rev on the show, y'all.
I think Janine is absolutely right.
Thank you,
I'm gonna stop talking.
I mean, bruh, I'm your boy, and I know that you're a good dude at heart. I know that. I know that, and I would tell the whole world that you're a good dude at heart, man. And I could tell that your feelings would just be actually genuine. But you gotta understand, man. This day and age, you just can't. I mean, situations like that come, man. You gotta look at the other person. I mean, cause I'm gonna be wondering why you wanna meet my damn kids so damn bad.
I'm not, but that's the thing. I'm not trying to meet your kids.
Yes, you are. If you tell me,
I'm trying to see how you interact with my kid and how you interact with your own kid. Are you that type of woman that sit your motherfucking ass down? Are you that type of woman?
You still ain't gonna know that. Because you haven't gotten to know me yet. So I'm going to be phony anyway at the beginning. I'm not going to tell your daughter that at the beginning. We just met 2-3 weeks ago. You don't know
not
what
only
women
that,
would
I
do.
I think when a woman starts dating, even when you meet the kids, a lot of times, I would feel like even if you met my kids, they're not going to sit with, you know, they're not going to be with us so much where you would even really know how I interact with my kids, because they're going to meet you, so it'll be a high and by grief, maybe a 5-minute, 10-minute conversation, and then they're going to have to go shoot somewhere and get out of grown folks' business.
Exactly.
Everybody hold on for a second. All right, picture this. Okay, I got a 6-year-old, you got a 6-year-old. We at the zoo. They're walking in front of us. We're behind them, holding hands, chit-chatting. What the hell is wrong with that? What's wrong with
that?
Well,
see, again,
with that, the
6 to 7-year-old.
2 weeks in,
there's
a lot wrong
with that. You wouldn't meet my kids at that young. That's too young, first of all. That's why I said with the age. It depends on the age, too. That's kind of young, because they don't understand. And who's to say you're going to stay with me? And then you gone. So now mama meet a new man. And then she be with him for a while, and then baby meet him, too. That's kind of confusing, especially to a little girl. And then a little boy, he thinks this is how it's supposed to be.
Right, and a little girl would think that that's acceptable, and the boy would think
okay.
That's how he's supposed to treat a girl.
Right.
Well, I swear, y'all got an answer for every goddamn thing I say.
My daughter finna be 17. I got a son finna be 16. So,
My kids are older now too.
Well, how long do it take for me to meet them?
Hey, I finished my mug.
Who you talking to, me or Janine?
I'm just saying I finished my mug.
Not you. I'm talking about father time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit.
I'm scared to respond. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm scared to say another word.
Like I said, dog. I mean, I know you a good dude, and I know what your head at. But
that
I mean,
you were somebody
with the tact. I mean, why not? Why can't meet your daughter? What's wrong with being your daughter? Dog, some things just come in time. Meeting kids, that comes in time.
Well, if that's how you feel and a guy like you, you easily to be mistreated by a woman. Because
yeah.
They to figure, I mean, you're too easy.
Church.
Hey, that's just me.
It's a long,
whole year
for me.
Yeah, but you know, you do got a daughter, but you want to set an example for your daughter. You don't want,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't do nothing in front of your daughter that you wouldn't want a man had the same way you wouldn't want a man to treat her. If
right,
you don't
I
want
don't.
Her to think it's okay for, you know, for her to do something, for her to accept a certain type of man, you have to be an exemplary man that you want her to look for.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay, dog, let me ask you. All right, let's just say, for instance, you a single man, so you're dating, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you a single man, you're dating. I mean, you be somebody, you know, and let's just say, for instance, you meet them, y'all been together 2 weeks to a month. Y'all been talking 2 weeks to a month. And, hey, you want to go to the zoo. Now, just say the first woman says yes, right? And she takes you, y'all go to the zoo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to the zoo, y'all do what y'all do. This, that, and the other. Now, alright, and I know how picky you are also, so once she do something that's fucked up, you're going to kick it to the curb. Now, you meet somebody else sometime. Same scenario. Y'all go to the museum. Whatever the case is, she's not with me. Okay. Now we at 2 months. Now we at the third month. You done met somebody else. Now within 3 months, your daughter done seen you with 3 different women. Is that a good thing to show your daughter?
Whoa. No, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for my daughter to see, but she doesn't see every woman I date.
Okay, but no, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Now, okay, we're going to use Sunshine, Janine, and Bang. Okay. You and Sunshine, for those first 2 weeks, y'all hit it off. Y'all hit it off. Everything was going smooth. For the first 3 weeks, y'all hit it off. That fourth week, y'all went to the museum. Something happened. It just didn't go. It didn't flow right. Okay.
Now, let me stop you for a minute. Now, when you say go to the museum, this means me, her, and my daughter went to the museum together?
I mean, and her child, too.
Okay. All right, I got you. I just want to make sure I understand it.
All right, now, for whatever reason, because I don't know how big you are. You know how picky you are. So now, you meet Janine. First 2 weeks, everything's great. Third week's even better. Fourth week, y'all go to the circus. You know what I'm saying? You finna take your daughter to the circus and bam. Okay. Now, Janine's hair ain't long enough. Okay.
See that picky?
All right, now you meet Banky. You meet Banky and first 2 weeks is great. Third week even better. Fourth week, y'all go to the zoo. Well, Banky done cussed her damn daughter out.
Tell me about it.
That now you done fell off with her. So now, in three months, you done ran through 3 people. Your daughter done seen 3 different women you with. So now, do you really still think that's a good idea?
Okay, man, I'll tell you. Point made.
Thank you, brother.
I'll give you that. Point was made. I didn't really look at it like that. But I have to, so. 6.8.
Right. I mean, that's all I'm saying, dog. You got to look at it from a woman's point of view. If it don't work out, they can't keep going to the next man, next man, next man. You know what I'm saying? And like they said, they mama, they mother. So, you know, mothers pick their mother. So, in that case, this cool. This is what my mama do.
Okay, man. Like I said earlier, dog. Point A, you made your point, and because you made your point, I got something for you.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Tell you, man. I tell you, man.
That's a good point, man. Good point.
Thank you. But see, I know you, and I know what type of brother you are, and I'm going to explain the type of brother you are.
Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
And that's just your nature, man. You choose the hard way all the time.
Well, hey,
check
man.
It out, man.
We
ran over, man, like we usually do. But, hey, good show, great show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to run down the line. Sunshine, any last words?
No. I enjoyed the show. Oh,
okay. Sure. That's what's up, Rev. You got any last words? Came in kind of late.
It was a good show. I was on there listening for a while.
All right, that's what's up. Janine?
Yes.
I got two words for you. Be gentle. All right, you got your last word.
Never that. That's my last word.
Oh, okay. My big sister, Bank.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, baby?
I'm about to go to bed.
See, on your birthday, come on.
I know.
Let's go drink.
Tired.
Let's go have a drink.
I forgot to mention, see, during the conversation, see, I got a 2-year-old, too, remember? I'm tired.
Okay, you got a 20-year-old, too. Come on, let's go have a drink.
What'd you say?
I say, you got a 20-year-old there, too. Come on, let's go have a drink.
Are you going to go out?
I'm trying to help my sister. I mean, what do you want to do?
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Do that then.
I'll call you. All right, dog. You got any last words, man?
CNC.Scripps.com, y'all. That's my last word.
Y'all have room for it. I mean, if y'all get in, come on, then get with us. All right, y'all, love y'all. Peace.